of January. But till 28th January, we are not seeing any sign of having the visa. So all there worry for this. But I was thinking that if Krishna does not want, if Swamiji does not want to be in Malaysia or Singapore, no harm. I should follow the happiness of Krishna. So I must follow him. But I was thinking that anyhow, if it is received, it will be so good. At last, on 28th in the night, I heard that this advocate or
barrister
has gone to embassy and he has argued there, and they are now ready to be visa and to order. All became so happy. So we all prayed to Krishna for her happiness and to be merciful to what name?
Surely.
So now I want to hear something when I am here, how she feels and how I can do here. So I want that you should say something before my classes. No, this?
Why? They are preparing.
Wait a little. I am hardly hearing.
In your presence, we feel so much peace and tranquility that we are so happy to be in your presence. And hopefully, by the mercy of Krishna, one day she hopes to become a good person.
I think that she is a good person. But she should learn how to please. Personality of Godhead Krishna. And I know that you will be very chaste devotee. You should stand up because we have come to your place. It is your place. You can come anywhere, here or here. You should come and stand up and speak something. Let them stand here and you should be there.
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vaishnava.
Prabhu? He's not here.
No,
I'm requesting Sri Govind Bhakt Maharaj. Govind Bhakt? No? To speak something.
Carry the message and the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Krishna.
request Bhairinath Prabhu, please say something.
Thank you. Chaitanyas have put out so much energy to reach us, living entities who are so conditioned. It is their great mercy that we can be here today, that we can hear from such a wonderful resident of Vrindavan, Srila Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Narayan Maharaj. So we are very, very fortunate. And I particularly observe that many of us, I'm sure, are agreeing with me that when the message of Krishna consciousness came to Western countries, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was so much desirous that his followers become qualified. Not so much that we increase the numbers of devotees in the temples, or we are so much eager to distribute that many books. Rather, those who have taken to the practice of Krishna consciousness, that we become qualified, we become fixed up and desirous to always go further in our spiritual practices. So this is the meaning of Sadhu Sangha, that we desire to understand the real process of Sadha, Bhajan, what the condition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and why we are in the opportunity to hear from such advanced devotees.
Let them come. I request Jadurani, that is my Shyamrani, to speak something. Senior boss. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And she was so near and so young. And he has such the whole life. So now he is serving out to me and helping me so well. He is the very famous artist, and his arts and pictures have been given in all the books of Swamiji, especially Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now she is working also for me. I'm better to Shyamrani. She should speak something.
So by the mercy of our qualified Swami Maharaj, we have heard about 80 pages of his beautiful bhajan by Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, Narasimhadas Thakur, Bhaktivedanta Thakur, describing the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnavas and Sri Gurudev, and also glorifying Sri Gurudev and praising him for his mercy so that we can develop this consciousness. Then, when we met Srila Narayan Maharaj, we can understand his quality by having heard the bhajan that Gautama gave us, and also by Srila Narayan Maharaj's inspiration, we went further into the books of Bhaktivedanta Thakur, Dharmadhi, Vishabhari, Vishamala, and Svarjana, St. Bhagavad Sandhika of Srila Narayan Thakur. And just as Prabhupada taught us, there is Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra who verify, confirm, and establish each other. So the Guru gives us the parchment, the prayer, the bhajan, and the bhajan also give us the Guru, tell us the qualities of the Guru, the powers of the Guru, how to pray to the Guru, and how to feel humble before the Guru. So, Krishna went to a very kindly saying, Guru Day earlier, he said that Guru Manamati, so in this particular song, as in other songs, the glories of Guru Narayan Maharaj, Guru Day, are established. devotional service, like a metal prasanta. So all the Vedantas, all the philosophical truths are there in the Bhagavan. And how to feel in relation to Gurudev is there in the Bhagavan. So Kumar Sadhana, therefore I pray to your lotus feet, like the Prasanta is teaching us how to pray to Gurudev. Weeping and praying to your lotus feet. And Parishaya Shukimala, taking full shelter of your lotus feet. So without the mercy, I have no power to chant the holy name of Krishna. So many other bhajans, by the association of the Ganges, that the long period of time, to become free from sin, but simply overlaid by the moment of your surgery, all things go far away, simply by your mantra. The Gurudev has so much power that he takes away millions and millions of birds or past sins, and make unqualified persons like myself, he can give us the great wealth of Krishna Prema. He was explaining to Gurudev, Ramana was explaining, that even on the material platform, the Gurudev has so much power to help the disciples. He told one story about one lady disciple in Mathura, and she was bringing down some and he said, why are you bringing this to me? He said, well, the other day I was drowning in the river and I called out, hey Gurudev, save me, save me. And I felt your long arm coming and grabbing me and bringing me onto the shore. So, therefore, today I go to the church because you saved me. So Gurudev said, absolutely, you would. I have no qualification, but absolutely, you would like. The Gurudev on every level has so much power. And he told one story about a disciple. His guru ordered him to clog up a dam because there was water coming and destroying the agriculture. So it was very, very bad weather at night and he couldn't find a way to hold up the dam. But he himself laid his whole body in front of the dam. And the guru came the next day and saw him struggling and shivering from the cold. And when he saw the sacrifice and service he did, he made all the Vedas manifest into fire and tongue. So everything was possible only by the mercy of the Gurudev. So we're just so fortunate that we have such a powerful personality that even if he doesn't speak anything, like he said, when you go to a holy place, like Jalas or Nagaram, and even if that holy place doesn't speak to you, still, just by sitting there, the atoms of that place give Krishna prema. Truly, if one goes to speak of such a holy person, even if he doesn't say anything, or even if he speaks in another language, like for us, Hindi is another language, and he may not understand it for us. But he said, even if you don't understand it, the atoms, or even if he says nothing, the atoms of this Krishna prema go from his heart into our heart and into the sun. Or even this type of lantern, that lantern carries all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and all of his realizations.
so much praise to inspire the Krishna consciousness by requesting to speak to Prabhupada's
further help be given by personalities who were qualified to do this fellowship? And he requested so heartfully to our beloved Srila Narayana Maharaj to kindly help his disciples to go forward in bhakti, to go higher in bhakti. And we cannot even begin to estimate what a great kindness and mercy this was of Prabhupada to ask him to do this. Because at that point, we have a vague idea what is Krishna consciousness. Even some years have been spent doing bhajan sadhana, etc. But there's still some kind of vague idea. Krishna is the goal. But really, what is the goal? What is the ultimate goal? Why are we the part of this movement? That took further explanation, further elucidation. So, Vaishnava Sangha, much Vaishnava Sangha was required. And Prabhupada, seeing the necessity of this, requested such an exalted Mahabhagwa to perform this task. And Srila Narayana Maharaj has told us that he took this order from Srila Prabhupada as his, considering him to be his worshipable teacher guru, that he took this order on his head. Yes, I will do this. And he has vowed that he will do this to his last breath. So how can we estimate how fortunate we are that we have come under his protection? And that now he is coming, even undergoing so much difficulty, to continue giving this to everyone. Anyone who wants to think, since he has opened up his warehouse, Srila Narayana Maharaj is a unlimited warehouse of transcendental nectar and ecstasy. He has tasted the highest bond of Krishna consciousness. And he is only inviting us continually. Come, 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 come. Come on, come on. He's always saying to us. So he is trying to prepare us, asking us, come to Vrindavan, come on Kartik Parikrama. Yes, yes, we need more sufficiency, more sufficiency, more sufficiency. He's continually telling us, go forward, go forward. Don't mind all of your anarthas, all of your so-called disqualifications, never mind. Even tricking us, he's doing. Somehow or other, begging us, come and take this mercy of Srimati Radhika, this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
चार विष्णु गुरु के श्रीमद भक्ति प्रख्यान शवि अतिमत्त चरित्राय स्वासितानं चपालिने जीव सदाकाल नाम प्रेम प्रदान वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यं गौरकुशे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम more than 150 letters how he is preaching. and he requested me to come to Western country to help him. But I replied him that I am serving my Gurudev, Sri Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami Maharaj. When late or any appropriate time will come, I will serve you and help you in your Krishna consciousness, teaching our whole world. I did so. At last, you know, or you don't know, then when he was prepared to go to his Radha Krishna conjugal in his last day, last night, he called me. I went there. And he began to wait, having my hands in his hand. He told that I brought so many new devotees. He also told that I should not feel like that. That he told that I have brought so many devotees like monkeys in their first day. You will have to give something to them and help always. I told him frankly that I will help. I will try to serve and to fulfill your order. He also told me that my last understand ceremony, lost ceremony, is to give samadhi to him. You know samadhi? Samadhi. With your own hands, with Vedic culture. There are many his god brothers, like Van Maharaj and all others were there. His all the tattoos were there, like Samal Krishna Maharaj, senior most, Bhavananda, Brahmananda, Jayatataka, Krishnananda, Kirtanananda, and all others were there. But I don't know why he gets this service, most prominent service to me, because he has some faith on me, more than he has. Because his name was Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj and my name also Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj in a line. We both took sannyas from same Guru. I honor so much Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj like my Guru of Guru, Param Guru. We are same in line. Our objects were same. So he had some faith on me. And that is why he told me to help by all these things. I became so happy and told Sukhyaki, I promise that I will try to serve all the aspects of that order. You are my Sikhya Guru. He wanted to make me sit on his own pot for a day. But I stuck the weight on my head and sat down on chair very near to me. And he told me so many things that I don't want to serve you. So many things. Because they are bosom friends, he was also my guru. He was my Shiksha Guru also. So we have so many relations between us. After he going to conjugal in Golo Vrindavan, I wanted to serve him and to help all his disciples. I did so. Even in court, in some case, in Bombay High Court, I had to go there for evidence. I went there several times with so many problems, but yet I don't care for all these things I went to study. All old devotees know this fact. So I helped him in his lifetime also and after his lifetime. I wanted to, I knew that in a very little time he has spread the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the whole world, in so many countries, about 30 or more than that countries. Also in Muslim countries, but also in Christian countries. Christian is like Indian Sanatana Dharma. They believe in God. So much belief. So they are very nearer to us, Sanatana Dharma. Even in Muslim countries, this event, in his old days, and in very little time, he established Krishna consciousness. He wrote so many books, authorized books, like Srimad Bhagavatam, explanation, Chaitanya Charitamrita explanation. First he did the explanation of Gita as it is, and it went in the whole world in a very low time. He has been sent by, so I used to tell that, I think that he has been sent by his divine jugal Krishna and Radhika or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was not a very sadharan person, ordinary person. He was very thoughtful acharya. And that is why he spread his mission, not his own mission, but the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mission of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all acharyas. I know that he has not done anything new, but the same wine in new Gopal he has done. At first Rupa Goswami has started, or Jiva Goswami has started. Krishna consciousness is the name of Vaishnava, Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. The meaning is the same as ISKCON. ISKCON means International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The meaning is the same as Vishnu Vaishnava Raja Sabha. So I think that he was one of the prominent leaders in our disciplic succession. And he gave only the things that Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his most priya bhakta, intimate association like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, and all others. He had not given anything new. He had given the same idea, same thing, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to preach and to be. So I know that he had the same mission, same object of preaching. But as my previous bhakta, my speaker, Sri Urukam Prabhu, so my all things, what I, for what things I have come, he has expressed very fully. So, only to give the love and affection for conjugal. This was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to taste something. How tastes Srimati Radhika? Krishna root and qualities, and to preach, to give, bestow, the modes of the Brajvasi, especially the most dear of Krishna, the gopi, how they love, how they serve Krishna, to sprinkle this thing. What is Krishna praying? So in Chaitanya Charitamrita or the books of Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, we want to achieve our mission and objective to receive Krishna praying. What is the Krishna praying? How Brajavasi, his friends, his father and mother, Nanda Yashoda, and especially Gopi, used to love Krishna. If you are not in the guidance of Gopis and Brajavasi, we cannot achieve that kind of Krishna praying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to him because he is so merciful and he is powerful and also Krishna, two qualities, Krishna, Param Karun, Krishna, Rasik Shekha. He is Rasik Shekha, Krishna, means he is aware of all kinds of rasas. And secondly, he is so merciful, bina hetu, causeless merciful. That is why Krishna took the shape and mood of Srimati Radhika and came to this world to be this name for Shiva. So he did it. Even what to tell of men and women, even in forest he gets this brain to very notorious tigers, lions, elephants, snakes, even to dogs, even to horses. It was so strange in the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he ordered all those who are followers that you should tell Krishna to others to whom you are seeing, and tell him to preach Krishna everywhere. So in his lifetime he prayed all over India, but not whole world. But his followers, from Rupa Goswami up to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and our Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj, they tried to spread it all over the whole world. So my mission is the same as the mission of Swamiji, to give this. Why he could not give it? The reason he spoke to you, that is a very little time. His most of time was gone in clearing the jungles of Mayavad and materialism. So he told me, and I wanted to fulfill his order. That is why I wanted first that I should preach the places where he went in other countries, where he went and established Krishna consciousness first in America, New York. It is a very sacred place for me, it was. And from there, I went several places in England and America, even in Canada, so many places. And I touched the lotus feet dust of Swamiji there. And I was so much inspired that is all things could be given to the world. I saw also, and I feel in my heart, that the senior, most devotees are somewhat are neglected. They have been separated. They are bound to go out of this world. Some mission of new person has been derailed. So I wanted to make Krishna consciousness, this ISKCON, so solid that they should be not erased. So I wanted to meet them and to inspire in new way that they should come in his own and they should preach everywhere where they are not still preached. But they could not understand this view and they became opposite. Still, I was always helping them. So now I think that though are in different opinion and they say that Narayan Maharaj is preaching some different from Swami, but this is not true. But I think that they are preaching and speaking it derailed from the line of Swami. Everywhere in Shastra it has been written they try to honor Shuddha Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. They think that I am not pure Vaishnava. If they think that they should do, I agree with them. But if they know that I have suffering in so many ways that they have not suffered, when this stone was not taken birth, before that I am suffering. And still in the last days I served him, I was not pure Vaishnava. At that time they were telling that, oh, he is one of the most special Vaishnava in the line of Swami. So if anyone is not honoring Vaishnava, I think that he should honor. Otherwise, bhakti will go away from there. It is not called of pure Vaishnava. If a guru is not honoring any Vaishnava, any acharya, then he is not a pure Vaishnava. That guru should be given up. It has told in epics everywhere. So you should not do like this. Honor all the Vaishnavas who are in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line. Or in the line of Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Don't differentiate between the disciples of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and the disciples of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami. They should be in one line. So I am requesting, I was requesting everywhere that don't be different. Don't go against Bhakti. Even he is not a Kanishtha Vaishnava, he is not giving proper respect to proper Vaishnava, like Kanishtha Vaishnava, Madhyam Vaishnava, and Uttam Vaishnava. This should honor them regarding their qualification. So we should do this. So I did it in my tour in Western country and I saw that even the disciples of the Gaur Govinda Maharaj and others who are preaching the same mission of Swamiji, they are overlooked. So I should help them. This is my first duty in the line of Swamiji. So even I am ill, my health is not properly advising me, or there are so many reasons, yet I decided to come to Malaysia, to Australia, Singapore, and all of the countries. If anyone again invite me, and if my health permits, I try to go there and to help them as I can do. So my purpose is to give pure Krishna Bhakti in the line of Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, King of Sai, Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan, Keshav Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, and reference Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami in the same line. Also to improve their this bhakti, because it may take several births. We cannot achieve that prema bhakti in the highest topic in one birth. It may take that in one birth we will not be pure Vaishnava. But yet we will have to try that this should know what was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is pure bhakti? How to achieve it? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has propagated this mission very well. In very, very simple words, in Bengali, or even in English also. He was the seventh Goswami after Rupa, Sanatan, Bhattara Gunath, Sijiva Gopal, Bhattadasa. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given in his Jaiva Dharma a book named Jaiva Dharma. He has written so many books. How to achieve bhakti? In Gita explanation, Arshimad Bhagavatam, Archaitanya Chaitanya explanation, Swami has given so many things. As it has been given by Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, or all acharyas. He has given everything, completely he has given in his books. But I think that he has not given everything in his books. Because if he was now alive, he would have written so many books more. Krishna Bhakti and Krishna service is so broad, unlimited. Krishna himself cannot explain his all moves. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can, he could not give all this. Rupa Goswami has given. But why Jiva Goswami has written so many books? If Jiva Goswami has given everything in his books, why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami and Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Baldev Jahal, why they have wrote? And if they have written everything, why Swamiji wrote so many books? And if Swamiji has written everything, why the coming Vaishnava will write so many things? It is endless thing. It is always Purna. Purnam Adha, Purnam Kidam, Purnat Purnam Kudujyate, Purnasya Purnam Eva Avashishyate. Limited, unlimited. Anything you can take from endless, unlimited thing, the remaining will be unlimited. So, what is Krishna? He is unlimited. What we take from Krishna, it is unlimited. What remains? So what Swami has written is unlimited. But if anything is written again, it is also. So we are not going to make him less. But unfortunately, some of his own leaders are not understanding. They declare that we should not read any books. Those have been written not by Swami. Swamiji has given reference of all these books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and all others, Pujwani. But they don't recognize this. This is their first part of it. So, I'm specific. taken more than 1 hour. Doctor has told me to be careful not to speak so much. I wanted to speak so much thing. I was wanting to glorify Swami, Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami. In so many ways, I wanted to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I wanted to glorify all of us. But I am a limited person. My everything is limited. So I cannot touch unlimited things. So today, I am requesting you all that you should try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Try to honor all things. Try to honor so much Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and his pure disciples also, like Gaura Govinda Maharaj, who was in just in line of Swami. His own leaders, perhaps, they could not appreciate him. They could not understand him who was. But I know he was very sincere. So, I am here for 7 days as the committee or Vaishnava will allow me to do the service of Swamiji and all Vaishnavas. I will try to serve you all by my word, hope, faith, and in stopping my first, having so much honor in the lotus feet of my reverend Gurudev, Sri Bhakti Prajnan Kishono Maharaj, Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and Guru of both, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Gaur Pramanandi
Kiyo!
Of Swamiji. Now, yes,